get too much into the weeds of what I do on a daily basis with my own personal life is, you know, my parents, they're older. They're of an older generation.
They always are, by the way.
Yeah. Well, that's how it works.
Otherwise, you know, it would be really weird. Go ahead, though. I'm sorry.
Awkward conversations, yeah. But anyway, so I go over to my parents all the time to help them out with things. You know, there's some medical issues and that sort of thing, not to get into any of that. But I am in much more close contact with them on a day-to-day basis. And at times I feel like, even though my parents, they're not technically in the baby boomer generation, they're like, I'm like, my mom was born in 1945, so she's like 1 year out. They're both technically in the silver generation. And my kids aren't millennials. They're technically in the Generation Z, if you really go by the structure.
Yes, I'm taking
it. But in a lot of ways, dealing with the two generations in the and I'm in that sandwich generation where I'm taking care of kids and taking care of parents, where my entire life is one of those boomers, millennial arguments on a meme. You know, it feels like my entire life is one giant okay boomer comment, because my parents, they're a lot closer to the boomer generation and some of the attitudes and ideas, and my kids are a lot closer to that millennial generation. And, you know, my parents are like, well, you should be able to save and have a good job, and my kids are like, yeah, but you guys destroyed the housing market. Like, you know, so there's always that kind of, so I'm dealing with, like, parents who don't know how to use a cell phone and kids that don't understand about overdraft protection at a bank. So this Monday, I woke up and I was going to head over to my folks because I was going to help them out. And I woke up to this text from my mother, and she asked if I had a plunger.
Uh-huh.
And
her plunger break? I thought everyone had a plunger.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the thing. And so I said, yes, we have a plunger, but I won't be able to get there right away because I had to do some work. I had some radio stuff to take care of. And I said, do you need it plunged quickly? You know, because that kind of question usually means that there's an immediacy to it.
Yeah, you've dropped a large amount of something someplace that couldn't flush, or other things that could not be draining as you would like to someplace. So the question is there going to be a flood?
Yes. So the response I get via text, I'm quoting now, is, hey, no, not tight. And my response was, huh? And then I didn't hear from her at all. So
so how quickly did you go home?
Well, I ended up calling her because I'm like, my son was still here. He had to go to work. And we actually have two plungers, because we have one for the bathroom and we have one for the kitchen sink, because every now and then the garbage disposal doesn't chop stuff and it gets a little clogged. So we want, and you don't want to mix those.
No, because one's got you going in and the other's going out, even though both things are taking stuff out. I totally get that. Yeah, because there's certain things you don't mix, man.
Yeah, so I said to my son, I was like, hey, can you run over to their place? I don't know. I haven't heard back from them. Can you run a plunger over right now if they need it right now? And he's like, maybe. And then I talked to her. She's like, no, we don't need it. We just need, you know, there's a stoppage. And so then I went over later in the morning. I brought the plunger from the kitchen because I'm like, then I used it to plunge, and I'm like, you can have it. It's yours now.
Yeah, that's not one of those things you ask for back, is it? You don't go, hey, can I get that?
You don't want to borrow the plunger.
No, that's one of those things I think that's a gift. You just say, hey, you know what? You roll with that.
Yeah, and I said to him, I'm like, because they're very sensitive of my time, because I'm over there all so much that they don't want to call me with, like,
no, they don't want to be a burden.
Unnecessary things. Yeah, and you know, we've had conversations about when to call me, and so I finally said to him, I'm like, well, here's the thing: if it's a situation which requires a plunger, and I'm able to fix it with a plunger, I'm going to know within 10 minutes.
Yep.
You know, you do what you can, and then at a certain point, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, you're going to have to call a plunger.
That's right. Unless you get some chemical you can pour down, and then I always it's weird.
I'm like, yeah, if you can't plunge, then there's something really clogging.
You need a professional. You know, get in there. Start digging around with that snake and whatnot.
I don't know what dead raccoon you tried to flush down there, but you know, this there's certain. So I went there and I got it flowing. And I said, here's the thing. I would have been able, it would have taken me 10 minutes, whether I did it last night or I did it today. It's still going to take me that 10 minutes.
That's right.
And you could have called the plumber last night if you needed the plumber, or you'd have the bathroom working. So these are the things that I'm dealing with, the parents and the kids. And the funniest part about the whole thing is, this goes back to a story. If I told you about my crazy aunt RP, did I ever tell you about
her? Is that
her?
The twin who has like a thing, or is that somebody
else? No. Different aunt from a different side. It's my father's sister. She's since passed.
Okay.
But she was insane. and she was heavily neurotic. She was like a monk on the TV show Monk.
Oh, that's a little.
She would do rituals and OCD all the time. I think I've told the thing, like, to give you a great example of her. If you're a single woman living alone in your 60s,
right?
How many rolls of Bounty? At what point is it excessive, the number to have for a single woman living alone in her
60s? I mean, is this like a rhetorical question, or do you want me to?
Yeah, no. I'm asking what you think. You say, well, it'll be 6, 10. What is it? What's the number?
Here's the thing. I like to shop as little as possible, and I like then to gather as much as I can to avoid having to go out and deal with that mess. And at this point, the beauty
that's good.
It can come back to the house. Now, I don't know about the age issue and how much that plays into it. But that's
I'm just saying you're 60 years old. Yeah, right. I mean, I'm just saying that's who you are.
It's hard to put yourself – I can't put myself there. But what I would do – when I
take all that into account.
I imagine myself in my 60s. Can't necessarily say a woman in her 60s because I'm not a woman. But
okay, you're in your 60s. You live alone in an apartment. How many rolls of Bounty – and it has to be Bounty – but how many rules of Bounty
are they paying excessive? For this, and I'm unaware, and I'm not getting a cut of the action? What?
No, it's just she was using Bounty.
She was like, she's brand loyal.
She was using Bounty.
I got you. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
It's brand loyal.
Okay, good. So I would buy the Mac Daddy package from the club store and either have it shipped to the house or go get it, and then I wouldn't have to deal with it. That's usually, 12 or 15 rolls probably at a time, I think. And then.
Okay, so you think that. Once you get to about 15 rolls, let's double that. Say 30 rolls. You got two of those big things. That's when you're like, I don't need to buy Bounty.
I think that's like 6 months probably, right?
Okay. She had 450 rolls in her apartment once.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's a lot.
You could resell those. It's not, they were still packaged. So like when she left, if you know what I mean, 2 weeks notice or not, brother.
Well, no, it was so much. It was so much that like the logo had changed.
Oh.
She had these. So like they slightly change logos
product
periodically.
Run, sure.
And so you could, this is from a long time ago. And when she did pass, we had to gather and people just take some paper towels.
Yeah.
We took a year to go through. We ended up inheriting a lot of the paper towels because they didn't know people didn't have anywhere to store them. It literally took a family of five a year to use what she had.
That sounds
up.
About right.
So
here's the, but here, I wait a minute. I know you're on a path here of sharing, but I got to know because this, it's just way interesting. So in the midst of this, when you're looking at dispersing it, you got like a will and testament, you got a probate issue, who's the executor? Are you doling them out, or is this one of those where you get in and get out and it's not documented, just people know you got to get that shit out the house?
Let's just put it this way. There wasn't enough in the estate to worry about rolling up the Bounty.
Well, no,
but
it's still stuff in the house. You know what I mean? That's one of those things I don't know. I don't have siblings and stuff, but I know from others that in family situations where someone has passed away, and then you go through, people get weird.
Oh, it's just usually you get people do get weird, but people also come in and they just generally in our situation
this?
In
Can
our
you
family.
Do you use that? Do you need the extra plunger? How about the paper towels? We could use that when you spill the plunger.
That's the whole thing. Is people can fight over it, and like if they got kids or something, then everyone has sentimental value to stuff. But at a certain point, once you figure that out, you just have an apartment full of stuff, and then it's been. And whenever it's been, it's just like, does anyone – come in and take what you want.
Right.
Because
who cares?
It's either got to get thrown away or donated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the stocks and the pension fund and all that stuff, that's taken up into a will and
testament.
Right,
that's real business. No, I understand.
Crap,
I was just trying to go through that process. Because people also get serious and bitter and vindictive and weird, even about something as insignificant as paper towels, cleaning. You know, she took those plates that were like, $3 from the garage sale across the street. I knew she knew that I always wanted them, and she said I'd have them, but so-and-so took them instead.
Not, yeah,
those sons of bitches.
There was none of that, because this was my father's sister, and she didn't have any kids, so it was just like us.
Yeah.
And so there's no sentimentality.
No, I get
it was, and there was such an absurd number of paper towels that at the point we just had to move, and then we just took what was
Is
left.
That all that the fixation was about, or were there other things besides paper towels?
Oh, no, she'd do things like she'd wrap stuff in like plastic bags. Like when we were kids, she'd give us a $10 roll of quarters, me and my sister each, so we could play video games. This is back in the 80s.
Hell yeah.
And she would wrap them in like plastic Glad bags.
Why?
Like the little sandwich bags.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you didn't have to, it keeps them dry and safe. And
she, I don't know why.
Easy to carry around.
Quarters for crying out. And she must have put like 20 on each one.
Wow.
She would do that. She'd put paper towels down. She'd put trash bags down around her. She was told, to the point that whenever you watch a show or a movie where you got somebody who's neurotic, Monk is the closest they've ever gotten to her on in Hollywood. Like, if you ever seen the movie What About Bob?
Yeah, I love that. Bill Murray, sure.
Yeah.
Brian.
Nothing. That is nothing. They're like, oh, he's neurotic. I'm like, that's nothing. Yeah, the Bill Murray character, not even close.
Well, can I ask you this? Because do you have something, though, that you are obsessive and compulsive over, whether it's you've got to have certain stuff clean, you got some type of weird, not to say weird,
oh,
but
yeah.
What do you have?
Has
I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. What are my...
Because I think everybody has a little something.
Everybody does. But see, it's so weird for me because I'm trying to think about what I do and what I don't. Well, because it's like everything seems normal to yourself.
Right. Well, I mean, I'll say this.
You know what I mean? I'm like, my sister will like chew. She'll count how many times she chews on each side of her mouth.
Well, yeah. I try to keep stuff symmetrical and balanced. When I was younger, I used to try to do that. When I was a kid, because I had more time. I don't know. Maybe I got healthier. But I can totally remember sitting down at dinner doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what neurotic things. I really don't have the OCD stuff.
No cleaning issue, no weird collections and things like that. I mean, you're a big time movie, media, TV reviewer, all that type of stuff,
well,
right?
Yeah.
And I've done
like to get rid of videos that I have.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I've done like, you know, music over the years, helping to program and radio stations all over the country, blah, blah, blah. All that stuff. So I, you know, vinyl and CDs and I'm trying to get rid of that stuff, but
well,
some you
more,
can't let go of.
I don't think that.
But like, you're talking about your kids.
That, yeah.
If all of a sudden I had that 2 weeks notice and I kicked it and somehow you were coming over or whatever, going through stuff, you guys would be, man, what kind of problems does this guy have? Why does he have all this stuff? Because multiple generations ahead or another generation ahead are going to say there's no need for these CDs. You don't need those DVDs. You don't, what's wrong with you? Because
Well, because my maternal grandmother, when she died, she had all this stuff that she collected and saved. But that's because she lived through the Depression, and they always saved. That's different than the OCD stuff. The OCD stuff is stuff you can't let go.
No, I know.
I'm really not. I don't know if I got anything really like that.
But see, but like, you, like
I'm,
but
I'm
if
talking
somebody
because hers.
Didn't know.
Because you're also looking. If I'm looking at it from the lens of hers, there's nothing that I do at all, or anyone I know who does. Even my dad, who's a little bit crazy that way, that even comes close.
No, that's exceptional. I mean, that's
that,
almost to the
so
realm of
so extreme.
Of being maybe
but she was
on one of those shows, right? I mean,
let me finish the whole point of why I was talking about her is my dad once back in the 90s, they went to her apartment and he used the bathroom in her place and he stopped up the toilet and it started to overflow. And you got to understand, she's OCD and she had left. She had gone to the stores and came back and he's like, you didn't have a plunger. And she's like, I never use a plunger. He's like, well, everyone should have a plunger. He starts lecturing her about how she's like, I've lived here for decades. I don't need a plunger because I don't stop at my toilet. You're here for an afternoon. And she starts yelling and she's like, you're the king of the frequent flushers. You're always talking about having to flush five times before you're done. So that it was this big thing. So it caused a little bit of a row in my family. But what's funny is, so here I am. I'm at my parents' house and I had brought my plunger over. I said, Dad, wasn't it you who was lecturing RP about how she should always have a plunger? Isn't that like the rule of the house?
There's that. And it's also the repeat offender of stopping up the commode because of dropping off a large load of, you know, stuff.
And they have, they have like an industrial sized toilet. Like,
Wait a minute. I know about higher toilets and lower toilets. As we get older, it keeps your sack, or pardon the expression, your junk maybe from dangling and dipping like a tea bag, steeping in the waters of that porcelain bowl. But what do you mean different sizes? A big size?
Well, there's like a big bowl. And maybe
are there really?
The big toilet.
I haven't really thought about that. So that's
you've not been in a small toilet where you're like junk's leaning up against the rim.
Well, but that's height again. That's not width, right?
No, it's not. No, up against the rim.
Against the rim.
The seats, the rim of the seat. The seat.
I've had some where I thought they were maybe lower, where maybe you had to make sure certain stuff because maybe
toilet bowls,
I may or may not.
Some
be.
Are round. round, some are round, some are a little more oblong.
No, I know that because I've bought the toilet bowl seats and cover thing, lid deals, that haven't been for the right commode. And then you go to install it, and you're like, I got to get another one of these deals. And I always feel weird. How do you exchange your toilet bowl seat?
I think once you use it.
Well, but define once use. If you're not paying attention, take it out of the box, you go to put it on, and you go, oh, shit. And then
it's like underwear, man. You walk out with it, you've bought it. You don't return underwear.
No, but is underwear the same as the seat? Because it kind of is, but maybe you didn't really use it. Do you try on underwear? You don't try it on. You don't return it, but what about trying it on? Because comfort's everything.
You should know your own damn size.
Maybe another show now that I think about it, because, I mean, you buy online. I don't like to leave. You get multi-packs of the underwear or whatever, and I have two or three packages I bought, and they didn't feel quite right, and I couldn't return them because how do you do it? I've had my stuff in here. Good luck selling this. Is that one of those when you buy one of those over-deal things and get a skid for, like, $20, and you don't know what you're getting, or $200, you don't know what you got on it? It's used underwear.
You're the one who said skids.
That makes sense. Just make sure you got a plunger. I think that's what really matters.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick Podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.